So as Andrew said, my name is Christy Edwards, and I'm currently working on my PhD under Dorv Arvarez-Diaz at Kansas State University. And as your program may say, it says corn and soybeans. I'm actually not going to talk about soybean data today, just corn. And part of my PhD dissertation is... Oh, I thought that was me. Can you... Is that really what I sound like? Okay, so part of my dissertation is to look at the interactions of phosphorus placement and tillage on corn and soybeans. And as I said, this data is only going to be on corn. So to kind of give you a background of what a meta-analysis is, it's a statistical analysis of a large collection of data. Pretty much anything from individual studies within papers, and with the purpose of integrating data from several different sources. Study effects are independent of one another, and this is an analysis of means reported, not any raw data. So there's two different types of analysis that we can look at, direct and indirect evidence. Direct evidence being papers and studies that include all combinations of the factors that we want to look at versus indirect, where we may be able to pull combinations of our treatments out of different papers and then compare them. So as I said, the objectives of this presentation is to look at the corn yields as affected by phosphorus placement and tillage, and we're going to look at the direct evidence, papers that have all combinations of treatments. So step number one is try to avoid publication bias. And by this, we wanted to search every database possible that may have a paper on some type of phosphorus placement and tillage interaction, pretty much. So we chose 5 databases, and yes, I ended up with 56,000 publication citations that could potentially be hits. And this large number is actually due to some of the databases may not be as user-friendly, so our keyword searches may have given us anywhere from a dental paper on phosphorus to ones that we could actually use, like the digital library looking at corn yields. So Science Direct, Wiley InterScience, Springer Link, Web of Science, and of course the digital library. The digital library was where most of our resources came from. So to start with our search criteria, we mainly focused on Midwest states ranging from, let's go from Montana over to Ohio, from North Dakota down to Oklahoma. And we wanted to look at the publications that had been published within the last 30 years. So even if the paper included older data with outside that 30-year range, we still included it since the publication was published within the last 30 years. So some of the primary coding characteristics that we wanted to look at for this meta-analysis, background soil test levels for phosphorus. We categorized tillage into tillage and no-till based on the descriptions that the papers gave. Placements were categorized into broadcast versus banding. And yes, I realize that these categories are very broad, and it's because we really didn't have a lot of studies that would actually give us the information that we needed. Fertilizer rates, specifically for this presentation, were kept at above 20 kilograms of P per hectare or 40 pounds of P2O5. We wanted to look at application rates that would be closer to, say, removal rates as opposed to starter effects. Yield was our variable of interest. And we also kept any statistics such as standard error, p-values, or the number of replications within the mean given. All right, so some additional coding characteristics that we kept in the data set just for information included hybrid, the state and the region in which the individual study was conducted, year, soil class and series, soil test for other nutrients such as potassium, which was pretty much the most commonly also given, previous crop, and the fertilizer source. And this is kind of a an example of what my data set looks like. Now, we kept these additional coding characteristics in because we could potentially come back and use them in a further analysis as another variable. So let's get to the results. Okay, so as I said before, we could look at direct and indirect evidence. And so with direct evidence, we have studies from 5 states. And with the such specific criteria that was given, or that we established, we only had papers from 5 states, including Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, and Minnesota. Now, I'm not going to talk about the indirect evidence that we collected, but I just want to make note that there were 7 additional states that we could collect data from, including Colorado, Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The most important note would be based on our search criteria, which I don't think was very, very stringent, but we had 4 states in which we wanted to look that did not provide papers. I don't know why it keeps changing on me, but Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, and Oklahoma did not have papers that we were able to use. So if we want to look at the main effects of tillage and placement, as you can see, we wanted to look at these interactions within 2 different soil test levels, below 24 milligrams per kilogram, so soils where we would actually expect to see a response to phosphorus. On the x-axis, tillage and no-till with corn yield on the y-axis, and we see a significant response in corn yield to tillage in low soil test phosphorus. However, whenever we look at the different placements, we don't necessarily see a significant effect of broadcast versus banding, and both of these graphs were averaged over the other graph pretty much. So, looking at the tillage and phosphorus both in the same graph, as still at the low soil test levels, we had 508 observations that were able to be used. Again, tillage, comparing broadcast and banded within tillage, there was no significant difference, and they were significantly higher than both placements in no-till. And then within the no-till, broadcast was actually the superior treatment to banding for corn yield. And again, this is at the low soil test levels. At the high soil test levels, we see a little different response. We actually see a significant increase in banding with tillage as opposed to broadcast with tillage and no-till. So one limitation that we have with the data is the low soil test levels, we had 508 observations. At the high soil test level, we had 22. So this would be where we would want to really look at the indirect evidence and bring in those other papers that may have potential combinations of our treatments so that they can be analyzed. So some practical applications. Looking at the direct evidence, which are the studies that include all treatment combinations, so direct comparisons of no-till versus tillage, we see a significant effect of placement and tillage at a phosphorus rate of above 20 kilograms of P per hectare. We see higher yields with tillage and broadcast at the low soil test levels. We see higher yields at tillage and banding in the high soil test levels. So I've been talking a lot about this indirect evidence. So future analysis will include additional papers that include partial combinations for analysis. I'd like to thank my major professor, Dr. Dorvar Riz-Diaz, committee with Dr. Mingle, the 4R Nutrient Stewardship Program for their funding, the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, my student workers, and Ashley's actually here. She helped me read hundreds and hundreds of papers trying to pick out one piece of data, and Eric Preston. Are there any questions? Yes.
Sorry if I missed this, but how many studies with direct evidence did you end up including in your meta-analysis?
So the question was, how many studies did we have within the meta-analysis? There were 6 publications, 23 individual studies. And then that was further broken up into low soil test levels for 508 individual observations and 22 for high soil test. You're welcome. Yes?
Soil test method,
what are you reporting? Malik, 3. Yes?
That presentation, I know your results almost contrast the exact opposite of a review done in 1988 by Giles Randall and Bob Cade.
Yes.
Any idea why it was different, or what were the studies they included that did not?
Oh. That's a loaded question. So why is the information that we're seeing here? I'm not exactly sure. I haven't taken the time to look back to see which studies were included in his and which were included in mine. And I don't know the years of which mine are from either. I mean, they could be from after post-1989. So, yeah.
So were some states, do they have even more observations than, like for example, Iowa than other states?
Yes, of course.
Did you weight based on location or region?
The question was, did we weight based on region, as most publications would have came out of Mallarino in Iowa or... The answer is, right now, currently, the data is weighted based on number of reps within that individual mean. We will be looking at more spatial to see if we could actually pick out if there's an effective location of the study.
When you looked at individual states, I don't know if you looked at it like that at all, but did you see different results than when you combined it all together?
No. At this point, this is about as broad as we've been able to... It's as broad, but it's as narrow as we've been able to get and actually be able to compare within the characteristics that we'd like to see. Future research will look at individual states, specifically Kansas, since that's where I go to school. We'll look at... to see if there's any effect in Kansas, and then probably look at Iowa and the surrounding areas, especially after the indirect evidence is brought into the database as well. That'll give us a lot more leeway into the comparisons that we can look at by states. Or
can we look at different thresholds for phosphorus levels in 24?
We chose 24 in the beginning because, I mean, that's Kansas states is actually 20. 24 seemed to be a good number where most people do still see responses. So that's a good question. We could bring that variable in and actually analyze it based on different levels. Yes, in the back. Can you repeat that one more time? The soybean has not been analyzed at all at this point, but I will make a note that we are separating soybean yields into two different categories of residual applications based on phosphorus applied before corn and actually fertilized soybeans. I have a lot of work ahead of me with this, so there's so many different ways that we can go with analyzing it. Any more questions?
All right, thank you.